Good morning. Today is Friday, September 23rd. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be much cooler and fall-like with a high of 73 and a low of 48. Look for sunny skies. In our top story, we have learned new details about how Wake County Sheriff's Deputy Ned Bird was killed. Newly released documents describe videos that caught the final moments of the 13-year Sheriff's Office veteran's life. They also show the steps officials took to identify, watch and arrest the two brothers now charged with his murder. Bird was on his way to a law enforcement building when he saw a suspicious pickup truck on the side of the road. About 2 hours later, he was found dead with multiple gunshot wounds. The two brothers were arrested August 16 and charged in the killing that shook law enforcement agencies and officers across the state. One of the brothers told law enforcement that they planned to hunt for deer, but ended up killing the deputy. Attorneys representing the men declined to comment. In Durham, ShotSpotter and city leaders agreed on a contract this week, clearing the way for the gunshot surveillance company to install acoustic sensors in the city. The company has asked public schools in the coverage area to participate by placing sensors on school buildings. The year-long pilot will be limited to 3 square miles in east and southeast Durham, where the city says a third of all gunshot injuries and deaths occur. The company is aiming to launch by mid-November. In Raleigh, drivers in downtown will need to slow down, starting Tuesday. Raleigh leaders agreed to lowering speed limits to improve pedestrian safety. The effort started after a state employee was hit and killed in early 2019. Originally, that work was narrowly focused around the state government complex, but most of downtown's core was added in 2020. The city council is expected to consider restricting right turns when stoplights are red. In local news, National Hispanic Heritage Month has begun, which means 30 days of events to celebrate the people, food, history, dance and art spanning from several countries and cultures of Latin America. The month-long celebration started September 15 and will go through October 15. Each year, Americans observe National Hispanic Heritage Month by celebrating the contributions of American citizens whose ancestors came from Spain, Mexico, the Caribbean and Central and South America. Head to newsobserver.com for a list of events in Raleigh, Durham and the Triangle. And finally, Farm Aid is coming to Raleigh on Saturday. We've got all the details about Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp and other musicians coming to Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek for a day to celebrate music and agriculture. Head to newsobserver.com for tips on going, plus how the event is helping the state's farmers. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.